Hi, I'm Victoria, founder of the Women's Lifestyle Collective, and I'm all about sharing simple and enjoyable tools that cut through the overwhelm and confusion when it comes to losing weight, where you won't just find yourself shedding excess pounds without dieting, but you will feel in control around food and empowered over your life so the weight never creeps back on. With flexibility built in, this is a process you can live with and love. And I'm going to share my tools and techniques with you in this podcast. Let's get started. There's so much noise in the weight loss industry, and most of it is around changing what we eat in order to lose weight. The problem changing what we eat relies on us having the willpower to resist temptation of eating the foods that cause the weight gain in the first place. Changing what we eat doesn't end emotional eating. Suddenly cutting out foods doesn't cut out the emotions that drove you to eat them. We can only sustain changing what we eat for so long, then we cave. We've either reached our weight loss goal and go back to our old habits, or we quit the diet, feel disappointed, hopeless even, and then eat our way through those emotions. So what's the answer? That's what I'm going to give you in today's episode. The number one weight loss myth that holds us back the most is that in order to lose the weight, we need to change what we eat. When in fact, 99% of weight loss is mental. It's about changing our behavior, our attitude, and our habits around food and ourselves. So let's dive in. Changing our behavior around food and creating healthy habits to replace old ways that don't serve us go hand in hand with changing how we think and feel about ourselves. Ultimately, this is our self-perception. The way you see yourself, your abilities, your appearance, your personality, and it's the perception you believe others have about you. Our thoughts and our behavior match our self-perception. Nothing will change on the outside unless we change the way we see ourselves. So the fundamental, the crucial, unwavering success in weight loss comes from working on ourselves. It's proven by science, by psychology. Forget what traditional diets have taught you. Yes, what we eat plays a role, but that role comes into play when the behavior behind our eating is tweaked, changing how you see and feel about yourself. The greatest gift you can ever give yourself is working on elevating your mindset, training your brain in order to experience life from the best possible way, the best perspective, to feel happy, carefree, resilient, and live life on your terms, in control around food, trusting yourself when you eat out and on holidays. So instead of seeing evening eats as a treat after a hard day, as a way to relax, or binging on your favorite foods because they taste so good and feel so good in those moments, eating through the day, grabbing snacks here and there without thinking about it, and instead of trying to plow your way through healthy recipes and trying to enjoy healthy foods, it's about changing the perspective, your thinking, your narrative. You're no longer a woman who is on a diet. You're a woman who lives a healthy life. You don't overeat because your body is important to you and you always want to feel good and look good. You don't finish off the tub of ice cream because you don't want to punish your body in that way. You're not a woman who is overweight. You're a slim woman who has put on some weight. This is a process where you'll embody the identity of your future self, who lives her life intentionally, who has created her body and lifestyle with ease, simplicity, and elegance. And you do that by thinking like her right now. So start practicing her thoughts today. What choices would she make for herself? How does she feel about herself? How does she see herself? This process involves learning to let go of those old limiting thoughts and begin to think from your future self. So when you get that old narrative saying you can't do this, telling yourself all the time you're overweight, you're unhealthy, you aren't good enough, remind yourself that your future self wouldn't have thoughts like this. This is old you thinking. Future you knows you can do this. She knows it's enough. She keeps going and doesn't give up. Future you doesn't quit. That's why she's at your ideal weight. The mental shifts happen when you really live the philosophy what being your ideal weight is and never going out to dinner in fear of blowing it. So don't waste your time and energy researching what you should and shouldn't eat to lose weight. 99% of weight loss is mental, and that's where you need to invest the time. When you've made the mindset shifts, your behavior and habits around food will completely change. And the best part of this journey is that it affects every aspect of your life. This really is a lifestyle program. True weight loss is when the journey to the dream is as beautiful as the dream itself. It's a short one this week. Have a gorgeous rest of the week, and I'll see you here the same time and the same place next week. Bye for now. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a think about one thing you can take away and start applying right now. Losing weight for most of us isn't easy, so before you go, I want to tell you about our Members Club, a game-changing weight loss and lifestyle hub where we help you lose weight without dieting and disrupting your life. This means you won't be counting calories, restricting food groups, or going hungry. What it does mean is that we address the root cause of why you eat the way you do. We change your habits around food and end emotional and mindless eating. Lose the weight, keep it off for good, and show up for yourself every day, making healthier choices. If this sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, you can find out more by heading to womenslifestylecollective.com/membership.